Okay, good morning everyone. Let's, Be'ezus Hashem B'Lineder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf Vav. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. The Chachamim say, this is talking about a situation of a bolt that they used to have to lock the doors. And the Mishnah had said that if the bolt is tied to the door, this is talking about a window blocker that they would use to block the window. So they used, the window was a hole in the wall, so they used to have like a board that was there when you wanted it to be dark or you wanted to protect the rain. You'd put this board in the window. So the Mishnah had said, Amachlokas, Pekakach alone. Take a look at the second line from the top, just to remind you of the Mishnah. On Kuf Chav Hev Beis, Pekakach alone. The blocker, the stopper of the window, Rabbi Lezer, says it has to be tied to the window and it has to be suspended from the window off the ground. So then it's considered to be part of the window and then you could use it. But if it's not tied and suspended, then you can't use it. The Chachamim say, even if it's not tied to the window and it's not suspended, either way, it's considered to be part of the window, and therefore you are permitted to use it to stop up the window. So now in the Gemara, two lines in the bottom. What does it mean either way? Does it mean that it has to be, that even if it's not attached and that even if it's untied, even if it's not dangling and untied, or no, it's okay if it's dangling, but it still needs to be tied. That's unclear. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Kahana. Rabbi Abba says the name of Rav Kahana. Bein kosher, bein she'eno kosher, v'hu she'mesuka. He says, even if it's completely untied, it's fine, as long as you prepared it yesterday for this roll. As long as before Shabbos you said this board is going to block up the window, then it's okay. As long as it's mesukah me'esma. What's the explanation of this? So in the Sefer Avnei Nezer, he explains as follows, that if you did not designate it from yesterday, so then it's considered to be building something on Shabbos. It's not considered to be part of the binyan. It's building. Even though it's only temporary, but that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be sometimes in the window, sometimes not in the window. So if it was not designated it, and now on Shabbos you put it in the window, even though it's a temporary designation, still, that's building part of the house. However, once you designated it, so that's considered to be building. Once you designated from yesterday, so you already made it part of the house, which sometimes is in and sometimes is out. So therefore, it's not a problem with building on Shabbos. So says the Avnei Nezer. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Abba, "V'lei mamar." Bein talui, bein she'ena talui, v'hu she'kosher. Why are you so sure that what it means, bein kach u bein kach, means that even if it's totally not attached to the window, it's okay? As long as you designated it from Erev Shabbos, it's okay. How do you know? Maybe the words bein kach u bein kach mean whether it is suspended off the ground or even if it's dragging on the ground, it's attached by a string. But it's tied to the window. Maybe it has to be tied to the window. How do you know? Dama Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, kemachlokes kan, Kach machlokas b'neger anigron. The same machlokas by the board in the window, that's what got me confused before, is the same machlokas by the bolt of the lock, which is dragging on the ground, which is a different machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim. Disnan, because there's a Mishnah in Erevin. We will learn this Mishnah in about 4 months. Disnan, there's a Mishnah in Erevin, so I hope you'll remember it when we get to it in 4 months. Disnan, we learned to the Mishnah in Erevin on Daf Kuf Beis, 102. Neger hanigrar. If you have a bolt that's tied to the door, but it's dragging on the floor, it's tied to it, but it's dragging. No alinbo b'migdash avalo b'medina. You are allowed to use it to bolt the door in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. We have a general rule, gentlemen, that's called Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Ein Shvus B'Migdash means, paradoxically, they were more lenient with certain laws in the Beis HaMikdash. The Derabbanans, most of the Derabbanans, did not apply in Beis HaMikdash. Ein Shvus B'Migdash. So therefore, this case, this bolt that is dragging on the floor, but it's tied to the window, but it's not suspended, but it's dragging. So it's usur outside. It's an issur derabbanan, and the rabbis made a decree that it's only mutter if it's suspended. Not only is it tied, it also has to be suspended. Vehamunach, but if it's dragging on the ground, and if it's not tied at all, vehamunach, but just on the ground, not tied at all, kan vekan aser, it's totally aser. That's the words of Tanakama. That's the words of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamunach b'migdash v'hanigrar b'medina. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So again, Tanakhama says that if it's tied but not suspended, it's usur and it's mutter and migdash, but usur outside. That's if it's tied and not suspended. But if it's not tied at all, it's totally usur. That's Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. If it's untied, so then it's if it's untied, then it's mutter in the migdash and not outside. But if it's tied, vanigra af b'medina. If it's tied, it's mutter even outside Beis HaMikdash. V'tanya, and we learned in a brisa, ezu negar nigra shenom b'migdash avalo b'medina. What is the type of bolt that's dragging on the ground that you are allowed to use in Beis HaMikdash but not outside? It's totally that it's aser midrabanan kol shekasher vitalui v'rosho magil aretz. It's tied and suspended, but it's a little bit off the ground. Right. If it's touching the ground, then it's aser outside Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zeh no af medina mutter. If it's tied, even if it's touching the ground, it's mutter even outside. Ezur shem medina also kol she'ena lo kasher v'lo talui. Shom to manichu b'keren zavis. What's mutter outside Beis HaMikdash? He says, if it's tied, so even outside Beis HaMikdash is mutter, which is usur outside. If it's not tied and not suspended, and it's just you know, you put it away in the corner. So from this machlokas, it's clear, even Rabbi Yehuda, who's lenient and holds that it has to be, that it has to be attached, he admits that if it's not tied, you're not allowed to use it. So it sounds like these two things are the same thing. How could you say that if it's not tied at all? So how could you, Rabbi Abba? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Abba, how could you say that if it's not tied at all, it's okay, if you see over here that both opinions, even the lenient opinion, requires that it at least be tied to the window? Presumably, the case of the board in the window and the bolt and the lock are the same case, and it should have the same rules. And Rabbi Yirmiyah further strengthens his question. Man Tana Neger HaNigrar, who is the author of the opinion that says that it has to be tied and suspended? Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer forbade in our Mishnah, if it's untied, he forbade it. So it's clear that these two are connected. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Chachamim. So even Rabbi Yehuda admits that it needs to be tied. So Chachamim and our Mishnah also have to say that it's tied. So Rabbi Abba answers, Amar Lei. So Rabbi Abba answered, Rabbi Yirmiyah, I disagree with you. Ano d'amri ki haitana. This that I explained, that the Chachamim don't even require it to be tied, I hold like the following Tana. Desanya, because we learned in a brisa, Kone shehiskino balabayis lios posech v'noobo. Let's say there's a reed that a person made in order to use on Shabbos to lock the door. Bizman shekosher v'toli ba pesach, if it's tied and hanging from the door, so it's clear that using for this, poseach v'noelbo, you're allowed to use it. Ein kosher v'toloi, if it's not tied and suspended from the door, ein poseach v'noelbo, so you're not allowed to use it midirabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says, misukan afal pisheino kosher. So you see, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he holds no. As long as you prepared it for this bolting of the door yesterday, even if it's not tied whatsoever, it's still permissible. So since he's matir, even without tying it, so the Chachamim in our Mishnah, by the window board, agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Ben Kach means even if it's not tied at all, it's actually permissible as long as you designated it for this purpose before Shabbos. What's the Psak Halacha? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shelas, Amar Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ki Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Asi says that in Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha Zag Shimon Gamliel holds that it's permissible to bolt the door even if you did not tie it at all by day. And he's not worried that it's looking like you're adding on to the building. And it's, the key of the bolt is totally permissible as long as you designated it from before Shabbos. So it comes out, gentlemen, there's three opinions about this. Either you don't need it to be tied at all, or if it's tied but dragging on the ground, it's asa d'rabbanan, and therefore it's mutter outside Beis HaMikdash. It's mutter in Beis HaMikdash, but asa outside. Or, as long as it's tied, it's totally mutter. Three opinions. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that we paskin, that it's totally mutter, even if it's completely untied, it's totally mutter? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? V'hatnan, didn't we learn to the Mishnah later on? We're going to learn in the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Kol kisuya kevim sheish ban beis achiza nitalim b'shabbos. Any cover of a vessel, like a pot cover, that has a handle, is allowed to be carried on Shabbos. It's not muktzah. V'amar Rav Yehuda bar Shela, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, v'hu sheyesh toras kli aleh. This heter to move on Shabbos a cover of a kli that has a handle on it, that's only if it could be used for something else also. It has a Torah's kli. It's considered to be its own independent vessel. Usually, gentlemen, just a cover of a pot, we don't consider a cover to be its own independent kli. So therefore, it's only if they could be used for something else aside for covering it, that makes it into a kli. I don't know, let's say you could use it to store something, or you could use it for its own, in its own right. But just a covering, Rabbi Yochanan holds, a covering is not considered to be chashev. It's still going to be mukta. So too, even this reed that you're using to lock the door, just locking is not considered to be a significant act. You're just closing up the lock. It's not considered to be significant. So how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin that it's mutter to lock a door with his bolt, with his reed on Shabbos? The reed is not significant. It's like the cover of a pot. Says the Gemara. V'chitei manitzil, try to answer me. Hachanami di'ika toras kli olav. The case of the reed that you're using to lock the door means where you could use it for a different purpose also. Umi boy, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel toras kli olav. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't require this. V'hatani, we learned in another braisa. Chorios shel dekel, bundles of branches. Shegidra l'shem eitzim, that you chop these branches for the sake of firewood. You chop them for firewood, so it's mukta. V'nimlach alem liyeshiva, but then you put them into a bundle of firewood, and then you change your mind, you want to sit on it on Shabbos. Tzarech likshar, so you have to tie them together from Erev Shabbos to show that you're using them for sitting. But if you didn't tie them, so then just thinking about sitting on them is not good enough. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Meshim Gamliel Omer ain't Tzarech likshar. He says no, just thinking about these branches before Shabbos is enough. So since he's matir that you're allowed to use these branches on Shabbos, presumably you're going to move them when you sit on them, even though they don't have a Torah's Kli, so too by the case of the reed locking the door, he does not require that they have Torah's Kli. So how could Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, how could Rabbi Yochanan also say that by the case of that you needed to have Torah's Kli olav, that the cover of the pot has to be a Kli? What do you mean? By the case of the branches, he follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says you don't need it to have Torah's Kli. Answers the Gemara, you're right. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he permits it even if there's no Torah's Kli. Rabbi Yochanan, Svir le kavase bechada, upalaga le bechada. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as far as one thing that he said, but he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as far as the other thing. He agrees to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that it doesn't have to be tied to the window, but he disagrees and he says Rabbi Yochanan holds it needs to have Torah's Kli, even though Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds even if it doesn't have Torah's Kli, it's totally fine. Fine. The Gemara now quotes a dispute in the Amoraim about how we paskin about this issue. Darash Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Apischa Deresh Galusa. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha darshened on the entrance to the house of the Resh Galusa. Halacha Karabi Eliezer. He paskins, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha paskins on the doorstep of the Resh Galusa. Halacha Karabi Eliezer. That halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that the only way you're permitted to use the window board is only if it is tied to the window and it's suspended off the ground. You have to have it tied to the window and suspended off the ground. Mostly Rav Amram, yes, Rav Amram, we learned in the Mishnah later on, and we devrayim lamanu, shepokikin umodidin v'koshrin b'shabbos. You are allowed to block up the window with the window board even if it's totally not tied. And you are allowed to measure a medida shel mitzvah b'shabbos. Interestingly, gentlemen, there is a halacha, you're not allowed to measure something on Shabbos. People don't know this. You're not allowed to measure. Why you're not allowed to measure something on Shabbos? It's a gzeirah, we're afraid you're going to come to write down the measurements. You're trying to measure something, so you're not allowed to measure, but the exception is, so you have some people, when I was growing up, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, my father used to always have his piece of paper that he would measure the matzah with. You have to know how much matzah is a shear on Pesach. So my father would measure. So the halach is, it's permissible to measure for a mitzvah. The rabbis didn't decree by a mitzvah the issue of measuring. So pokikin, you're allowed to block up the window with a window board. Umodidim, and you're allowed to measure a measurement of a mitzvah. Vikoshrin, and you're allowed to tie your shoes as long as it's not going to last. So you see, you're allowed to block up the window with something that's not tied. Omar le Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Amram, my daitoch mishum dektani stama. Why do you think we hold like that Mishnah later on in Kufnan Zayin? Because it's written without any names. It's a Stam Mishnah, and we follow a Stam Mishnah. Neger HaNigrar Nami Stamahi, but the Mishnah that said earlier, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it does have to be tied up, is also a Stam Mishnah. So we have a Stira in Stam Mishnahs. Vafil Hachi, even though Abaye says we have our Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer, nevertheless, we follow Chachamim. Why? Maise Rav. Oh, this is a very important rule. Since in the case of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, from the Mishnah later on in Kuf Nun Zayin, it says, Midivrehem Lamadnu Shepokin Modem Koshim Shabbos. They brought a case over there that it was lamaisa, that certain rabbis actually paskin that way, even though it was not tied or attached at all. So maisa rav, since they quoted a maisa that they actually paskin that way, halacha lamaisa, so we rely on that opinion that says we're lenient, and if you have a board that picks up the window, again, as long as you designated this board for this purpose on Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to use that board even if it's not tied and not attached whatsoever. You're allowed to put that board in the window. It's not considered to be building, adding onto it. Oh, well, on Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. This is exactly what we quoted before. Kisui akelim sheishlam beis achiza, a cover of a pot that has a handle, nitolim b'Shabbos. Amar b'yosef v'daramun b'kisui karkos. That's only with a covering of something that's attached to the ground. We'll see what that means in a second. The Gemara's going to explain. I will do kisei akelim, but a cover of a pot, benkach u'benkach, whether it has a handle or doesn't have a handle, nitolim b'Shabbos. No, he holds a cover of a pot that's considered a kli. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Bar Sheila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yerchan, v'hu sheyesh toras kli aleihem. This heter that we say that if it has, right, Tanakama says that if it has a handle, and Rabbi Yosef says it doesn't have a handle, but they both agree that it's got to have Toras Kli Olav. It's got to be usable for something else. Says the Gemara, Dekule Alma Kisi Karkos in Yeshlan Beis Achiza in Vilo Lo. Everyone agrees something that is like a cover of a pit. You have a pit, so they used to have a cover of the pit because some people shouldn't fall into the pit. So a cover of a pit certainly is, since it's attached to the ground, it's only considered to be not muktzah if it has a handle. Kisei akelim, the cover of a pot, everyone agrees, avagav de'ein lem beis achiza. Even if it doesn't have a handle, it's still considered to be movable on Shabbos. Ki pligi bekelim dechabrinu ba'ara. The argument is by an oven, which is attached to the ground, but it's really a separate kli, but it's attached to the ground, not like a pit. Mar Savar Gazrina. One opinion says that since it's attached to the ground, we say that we're afraid you're going to come to even be metaltal the cover of a pit, so it's got to have a handle. One of them says no, even without a handle we compare it to that a cover of an oven, even though it's attached to the ground, it's considered to be a kli, so it has the status of a pot. That's one explanation. Lishnachrina, another version of the machlokas. No, they both agree that the cover of the pit needs a handle, and the cover of a regular kli does not need a handle. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas? B'kisui tanur. only specifically by an oven, not any kli tashkam, specifically by an oven. Ma'amar darma l'kisei karka, one of them compares an oven to the pit. Ma'amar darma l'kisei kelim, and one compares an oven to a kli. So this opinion says that only machlok is by an oven, not by anything attached to the bread. Okay, hadron al kala kelim. Let's begin the 18th parak. Okay, this parak is going to talk about all kinds of Yisurim on Shabbos that are Yisurim Midrabanan. Says the Mishnah. This is talking about the problem of Tircha Yisera. People don't know this, but you're not supposed to schlep and drag too many things on Shabbos. It's Tircha Yisera. It's not Shabbos thing. It's not appropriate for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Nifanen afilu arba v'chamish kubos shel tevin v'shel tevua. You are allowed to move even four or five boxes. Now the Gemara is going to explain why does it say four or five. Four or five boxes of straw or of wheat, mipnei ha'archin. You need the place, you have these boxes in your house, and you need the place to serve your guests. So you're allowed to move them, mipnei bittul beis ha'medrash, or they needed to add extra rows in the shul for people coming to hear the drasha. You're allowed to move these boxes out of the way. Avaloa sa'otza. But if these boxes were in the storehouse that you put away for a long period of time, you're not allowed to move them. The Gemara is going to explain this dispute. Mifanim truma tahora udemai. So you're allowed to move stuff that's edible. So truma tahora can be eaten by a kohen. So even if you're not a kohen, you can move it. Udemai, stuff that you're not sure if truma samaisis are taken off of it, a poor person's allowed to eat. So you're allowed to move it. Umaisa rishon shenitla trumasa. Maisa rishon that's given to the Levi, that trumas maisa was taken from it. That's what the Levi separates to the Kohen. Right? You give 1/10 to the Levi has to separate 1/10 of 1/10, 1/100th to the Kohen. So if it was separated, you could move it. The Gemara doesn't explain what the Chiddush is. Well, maisa sheni the hekdesh sheniftu, maisa sheni the hekdesh that were redeemed. Vaturmus hayavesh, a type of dried out bitter bean. Because goats eat that. Avaloas ha-tevel, but you're not allowed to move on Shabbos tevel, which is stuff that for sure trumas and maises weren't taken off of. It's treif. Valoas maiserishim shalom nitla shumaso. Maiserishim that the Levi hasn't said the shum. Valoas maiserishim and hekdesh shalom niftu. If they were maiserishim and hekdesh that were not redeemed, valoas haluf, a type of bean that even an animal wouldn't eat. Valoas ha-chardal, and not just a mustard seed that nobody would eat. From Shem Gamliel, Matir Baluf Neshu Machal Orvin. He says this luf is permissible because you would feed it to ravens. And similarly the Mishnah says, Chavile Kash, bundles of straw, Chavile Eitzim, bundles of wood, Chavile Zradim, bundles of twigs, Imiskin and Lamachal Behema, if you prepared the manure of Shabbos to be used for animal food, then they're not muktzah. But if you did not prepare them for animal food, then we assume you're going to use them for firewood, and firewood on Shabbos is muktzah, and therefore you're not allowed to move it. Says the Gemara, Hashta chomesh mefanin, arba mibayi. Why does it have to say four or five? If you're allowed to move five boxes of stuff in the house, it's not considered a terchi seir. So four, you're also allowed to move. I'm Rav Chista, arba mechamesh. It means if you have five, you're allowed to move four. V'chamesh me'otzer gadol, and five. So you are allowed to move if you have a huge storehouse with a lot of boxes. Then you're allowed to use five. Umay avaloas ha'otzer. What does it mean that you're not allowed to do it from an otzer? It doesn't mean you're not allowed to take anything out of an otzer. So what does it mean? Shelo yaschil ba'otzer tchila. That if you didn't start removing stuff from the otzer before Shabbos, you're not allowed to start on Shabbos at all. Because we assume you're not going to take it. Money, who's the author of this? Mr. Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay Muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda is the famous shita throughout all of Shabbos who says, if your intention before Shabbos wasn't to use this thing, even if technically you could use it, if your intention was before Shabbos not to use it, so it's mutzah. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel has a different take. Arba v'chomish. Shmuel says Arba v'chomish means kidamrei inshe. No, just means that's the way people talk. 4 or 5, and it could even be 9 and 10. Kidamrei inshe. V'ibay afil tuvanamim fani. Even if you want to do more than 4 or 5, you're also allowed to move that. Umay avalo sa'otzar. What does it mean? Not from the storehouse. Shelo yigmar. Umay avalo sa'otzar. What does it mean? But not the otzar. Shelo yigmar kulo, it means you're not allowed to complete and remove the entire otzer. Dilma asi lashviy gumos, if you take the last box out of the storehouse, we're afraid you're going to see that you unloaded all these boxes on Shabbos. You're going to see that the floor is not even, and you're going to come to smoothen out the floor. Dilma asi lashviy gumos, maybe you will come to smoothen out the floor. But you are permitted to take things out of the storehouse on Shabbos, even if you did not start on Erev Shabbos. Money, Rabbi Shimoni, Delesle Mukta. And who's the author of this opinion? This is Rabbi Shimon, who does not hold a Mukta. Gentlemen, what's the dispute between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda over here in this case? This is a question of something that could, it's not mukta per se, right? You have these boxes of wheat. Okay, but it's in your storehouse, so generally speaking, this is like long-term storage. You're not intending, this is not the thing that you usually take from every Shabbos when you need new wheat, or you need stuff for a meal, or you need to feed your animals. It's long-term storage, but you could use it. So on the one hand, it's long-term storage. On the other hand, you could use it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since generally speaking, you wouldn't use it on Shabbos, it's mukta. Rabbi Shimon says that since technically you could use it for your animal, so it's not mukta. Even though usually you wouldn't use it, but since sometimes you could use it, so he says that's not considered to be mukta. This is the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and all of Sechta Shabbos, whether or not stuff that generally speaking you don't use, but sometimes you would use it, is that mukta or not? Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining. We will stop here. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. So, Bili Neder, on Motzei Shabbos, if you'd like to join, we will try to have the Daf Yomi after Shabbos. We will try to have the Daf Yomi, let's say 10 to 10. 10 to 10 Motzei Shabbos, I will try, believe it, to have the Daf Yomi in 10 to 10. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. No, so I'm not having a regular Parsha. I will post to the chat, believe it, I will post some Parsha thoughts to the chat from our Salvation, but there's no live shiur today. I will try to post it, believe it, later. Okay, have a great Shabbos.